Yesterday on Labor Day, the 1st of May, as Prime Minister Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin announced the commencement of the Conditional Movement Control Order on the 4th of May, many citizens were left confused about the reopening of the economy. While some were glad that their business can finally resume, others have been questioning about the punishment for people who violate the Standard Operating Procedures (SOP). According to Director General of Health, Datuk Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah, premises will face closure if business owners do not comply with the SOP. Dr. Noor Hisham explained that the government had sat down with every sector and came up with clear SOP. If there is an outbreak or a case in that area, the government will proceed with enhanced MCO. We sat down with every sector and we advised them in coming up with the SOP, which is very clear. If they do not comply, then we will close the locality or even the premises. Most importantly, if there is an outbreak or a case in that locality or even in those premises, we will take public health action, and part of that is the enhanced MCO. During the daily briefing hosted by Dr. Noor Hisham, he mentioned that since Malaysia has flattened the COVID-19 curve, the country must consider the socio-economic needs of the people. Acknowledging that Malaysia is currently in a recovery phase from the epidemic, he hoped that everyone in Malaysia can do their part to further improve the situation. Dr. Noor Hisham added that Malaysia is set to manage the coronavirus in the community. It is clear that we are in the recovery phase. Hopefully, we do what we can to improve the situation further. Now we are in the next phase, which is to manage the virus in our community. In order to achieve that goal, he urged the public and companies to comply strictly with the rules set by the government. Otherwise, they will have to risk facing an enhanced MCO, as reported by The Star. As a reminder, Dr. Noor Hisham said that public gatherings are still prohibited and that everyone should practice high levels of personal hygiene and social distancing. Take note that the conditional MCO definitely does not mean that the MCO is lifted, stay at home and avoid unnecessary trips. It's still not time to goyang kaki and let our guards down. Also read, here's everything you need to know about PM Muhyiddin's Labor Day announcement. You have reached the end of this story.